Okay, if you happen to be combing your hair right now, and you just might because it's morning, put down that comb. Our correspondent Robert Krawich has something you need to know.
Call it, if you like, the baldness gap. There's no obvious explanation for this, but we're going to start with the Russians.
Okay, well, one of the odd things about baldness is there's a strange pattern in the history of Russia. Now, what this means, I have absolutely no idea.
But when you look at portraits of Russia's leaders since 1917, just look at their photos, which is what Stephen Jones, head of the biology department at the University College in London, did one day, you see this startling pattern.
You have an amazing regularity. Lenin was bald, Stalin was hairy, Khrushchev was bald, Brezhnev was hairy, Andropov was bald, Chernenko was hairy, Gorbachev was bald, Yeltsin was hairy, Putin was bald, and Medvedev, believe it or not, is hairy. Now, what that means, I honestly do not know.
But the pattern is so on and off, so even and so rhythmic, you could almost dance to it.
Lenin was bald.
But Stalin was hairy.
Khrushchev was bald.
But Brezhnev was hairy.
Andropov bald.
Chernenko hairy.
Gorbachev bald.
Yeltsin hairy.
Putin is bald.
Medvedev is hairy.
They switch back and forth. The pattern is scary. Hey. Bald.
Stalin hairy.
Khrushchev bald.
Brezhnev hairy.
Gorbachev bald.
Yeltsin hairy.
Putin bald. Medvedev hairy.
Okay. So having firmly established now that half Russia's leaders have been bald,
it does open the question as to, I mean, why have there been no bald American presidents? Certainly, since Eisenhower, there haven't been.
Well, there was Gerry Ford. He was bald-ish, but Ford was not elected, I know. And of course, there are a lot of baldies out there.
It's really quite common.
Right, but we don't choose them because...
Many people say because that's because bald men are less attractive.
Yeah, but in a year when so many pioneers have broken through, women, men over 70, blacks, Mormons, Jews, the only semi-bald man seeking higher office, Senator Joe Biden, he decided a few years ago to get himself unbalded, so there is still a baldness barrier.
Which is really quite strange.
And embarrassing to discover that instead of a missile gap like we used to have with Russia, in 2008 we have a baldness gap. Robert Krulwich, NPR News.
Lenin was bald.
But Stalin was hairy.
Khrushchev was bald.
But Brezhnev was hairy.
Andropov bald.